In Jamaica, marijuana may soon be legal. A government commission has recommended decriminalizing personal use of the plant, known there as ganja. Marijuana use is endemic on the island. Jamaicans grow, sell, and smoke it almost everywhere. The United States has spent millions of dollars on eradication efforts and considers the initiative a setback in the war on drugs. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Kingston.
In downtown Kingston's sprawling open market, Jamaicans shop for almost anything they need: shoes, produce, car parts, and the ubiquitous ganja plant. Along a tiny alley called Luke Lane, a young man named Omar sits by a stack of long green stems drooping with buds. Though it's illegal to sell marijuana, Omar says the police generally leave him alone. On a good day, he says he earns about 60 U.S. dollars.
Weed selling is a normal commodity business, like any business. You understand me? I say, but it depends. You have a good grade of weed, like a high grade of weed. It done all in a day, less than a day. You understand me? I say,
yeah.
So long as people know it's good, it'll sell like food. Because you're going to want the best pound of fish you buy from the fisherman when it comes. So the fish now going to stay more than half an hour. Spread the crowd that pass, and everybody knows that you have the boom jar weed.
Omar hopes the government does legalize ganja for personal use, but he says it won't really affect his business. Jamaicans, he says, will always light up, whatever the law. That was the ultimate conclusion of a government-sponsored national commission on ganja, headed by University of the West Indies social sciences professor Barry Chavans. Chavans says, like reggae and sunshine, pot smoking in Jamaica is culturally entrenched.
This is so widespread. If you ask me to get you a stick of herbs, I would think within 3 minutes I can get it for you.
Nevertheless, thousands of people each year do get arrested for lighting up. Siobhan says it's clogging up the courts and wasting police time. The Ganja Commission did recognize the health risks of smoking marijuana and has recommended better education for kids on the drug's dangers. But for adults, it concludes smoking ganja should not be a crime.
Jamaicans don't use it in quite the way that Americans do, nor do they get the same high out of it. They use it because they feel that it makes them work harder. I don't know, in fact, of any people who really use it to get high. They use it to meditate.
Some even consider it a sacrament. At the House of Dread Rastafari Community Center in Kingston, dreadlock Jamaicans who revere the late Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie spark up generous bowls of ganja with lung-searing frequency. Here in the center's vegetarian restaurant, a 50-year-old Rasta leader named Basil smokes dope and ladles out pumpkin soup to visitors. His dreadlocks and beard are pure white, except for his yellow, smoke-tinged mustache.
We use it as a burnt offering. That's what the herb is for. And it's for medicinal purpose also. The medicine it's used for the glaucoma medication, make for eyes. It also expands your mind to achieve.
The United States government sees it differently. Orna Bloom is spokeswoman for the U.S. Embassy in Jamaica.
The United States government opposes the decriminalization of marijuana use because it creates a perception, especially to our youth, that marijuana is not harmful, which could lead then to an increase in its use.
Another U.S. concern, Jamaica is a major exporter of ganja to the United States. Allowing its personal use could entice local farmers to plant more crops destined for American streets. Jamaica's Ganja Commission recommends tougher sanctions on those who grow for export. Jamaica's prime minister has indicated he'd like to submit the ganja proposal to parliament for debate, and both houses are drafting constitutional amendments that could safeguard the right to smoke pot in private without violating international drug conventions. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Kingston, Jamaica.